What's Up Yuma with Johnny Porter is sponsored by Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management, offering solutions for those who value financial planning. YIVWM.com.
Jilly from Philly.
Nick Papagiorgio from Yuma.
What's up, Yuma? Welcome to another episode of What's Up, Yuma Radio. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Ronnie.
And on today's program, as promised, and I guess we're not going to talk about balloons today. I was thinking it was that time. No, I know. I'm just kidding.
Sneak a balloon.
But he is the balloon guy. It's certified. I saw it on the internet. So
that is real.
I'm talking about David Adler from the Yuma Orchestra Association, as well as Terry. And how do you say your last name, Terry?
Irizarry.
Terry Irizarry. That sounds so cool.
It's like, how did that even happen?
Yeah.
That's Are you married? Is it your maiden name?
It's my married name.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Did you pick that? Did you marry him just for that?
Just because of that. Yeah. That's magical.
Your last name's Irizarry? You want to get married? Yeah.
You even rhymed even more, Ronnie. You are on top of it today.
I'm on a rhyming Friday.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm delusional. It's Friday.
Yeah, it's me too.
It's insane this week.
It's been absolutely insane. So, but you guys, we have David. We learned a little bit about him on the last program, and I'm sure all of you watched it and listened and we found out. But I guess today we're going to learn a little bit more about Terry, who calls herself the Chaos Coordinator. So what does that mean when it comes to the orchestra?
Well, I pretty much coordinate everything that the orchestra does.
Wow.
So from working with David and the librarian and the conductor, Janet Jones, to, sending emails and paying bills and balancing the checkbook. So
it's so, kind of everything. Okay. So you like more admin type of thing or?
Mostly, yeah.
Mostly?
Yeah.
But you also play an instrument in the orchestra as well. What do you play?
I play violin in the second violin section.
Okay.
Sweet. Mm-hmm.
Violin. How long have you been playing violin, Terry?
Almost 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. 10 years. Yeah. So you picked it up. What was it
as
about
an adult.
The... As an adult,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what was it about the violin that kind of drew you to it or... Mm-hmm. Were you playing something else before that? And
no,
you're like, this sucks. And
listening to the orchestra play and the violins.
And just hearing it.
It just melts my heart.
It does, yeah. Doesn't it?
Yeah. And
it
inspired does. You yeah. to start playing.
Yes.
For me and the violin, the cello, that whole family right there, just like,
It's beautiful.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Yeah. So you were listening and what happened was like, I'm going to give
Jones,
that a try.
She can see things in you that you don't see in yourself. And she's like, you need to play. I'll teach you. And so she was my teacher.
No, hold on.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Janet Jones.
Janet Jones. Yeah.
Hold on. Wait a minute. This is kind of interesting now.
Uh-oh,
like, wait
a minute.
So she just like picked you out? Like, how is this? You're attending?
Well, I started working for her first.
Oh, you were working for
and
her.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
This one like got real mystical, right?
Yeah.
She's like, it's you. It's always been you.
No.
You can. Okay. So you're working for her.
Yeah.
And you're attending, you're listening,
right.
And then she's like,
she just
you
sees
could learn.
The
she
emotion, sees, mm-hmm. you know, on
wow.
my face from just listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She knew that you fell in love
yeah.
with that.
Yeah.
Okay. So how was it like those first few times you?
Yeah.
Because I've held a violin.
Yeah.
Right. And like my sister played, so I know a little bit about it. Like kind of getting there, you know, doing this thing, you know. And everybody that's watching on Facebook is getting a real treat right now, and YouTube, seeing me mimic this. But it's difficult because it's all about. And I learned this from David too. Like how you hold it too.
That's
it's going to give you a different tone.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it like those first? Few days when you started.
It's so hard. It's like being a small child again and having to learn how to do something that's hard for a kid, like skip or you know doing those motor skills.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
You're learning how to hold it. You're learning how to read music. You're learning how to this hand with the bow and this hand with with your fingerboard and how it's supposed to go on your shoulder and how you're supposed to hold your chin and it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but take me to that first day though. Were you getting frustrated? Were you able to get because I know like I'd get excited if I'm like, ooh, I hit a note. You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay. So you got a little bit of that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. And then my son started playing with me, Matthew.
Oh, nice.
And so we learned together and Janet was our teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So, and then he started in the String Ambassadors. Which is Janet Jones's high profile
performance group.
Yeah.
So okay, youth. So what does that mean? High profile performance group.
They just go out and play for the community all over the place. They play for events like for the chamber and for the hospital.
And you're in it, right?
I used to be in it, and yeah. So
you talked about it before.
Yeah, I used to be in it. And essentially, again, what it is that we take not the best of the best, but we take the people who are kind of transitioning in towards the orchestra. Mm-hmm. They still have a school.
Yeah.
But they sacrifice their Saturdays for rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And again, like every adults, we have to work, we have to do something. But for them, they're more out in the community. So we're able to use them to just kind of show off the orchestra and fill in that gap. So if they need sound, they need someone to play. Even for, I always say, we'll do a bar mitzvah. I don't care.
Yeah.
But anything to promote the orchestra and show that there's strings here in Yuma will fulfill that.
Awesome. So what is the quartet then that Janet has?
So the quartet is Silver Strings. That's Mrs. Jones. That's Allison Adler.
That's
Olivia,
a familiar Olivia, last name.
Yeah,
any
Olivia
relation?
Curtis and myself. Yeah, my mother. She plays viola in the orchestra and harp.
So do you play at the Naked Date Farm?
We play. We're the ones who play.
Do you play every time?
Every time that we are invited, we will.
Oh, okay. So, but I mean, like you specifically, because I'm getting into kind of specific.
Yes.
Like you're there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Very cool. And I know those are starting to happen again. Are you guys going to be out there?
Yeah, we'll be out there this year, and the time schedules for us, we will be there.
Cool.
It just makes it so much classier.
Yeah, like it adds to the evening, right?
Does.
It definitely does. Yeah.
No one wants. Glamping. Nobody wants to be on that beautiful date cheersing, and then they just have a JLB just right there, playing music. She goes, ugh.
No. It does create the whole vibe, and it makes the evening that much more better.
Right? Yeah, it does.
More better.
Yeah.
I
always say you can have every ingredient in the world, but if you don't have an atmosphere, nothing happens.
Absolutely.
Correct. I like that.
So how long have you been working for Janet?
For 10 years.
Oh, so for 10 years. So you kind of started right away then?
Yeah, right away.
Oh, so
I saw it in her. Yeah. It's like it's you.
So you were doing the admin side right away?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Are you from here? Where are you from?
Originally from L.A. Came here about 22 years ago, 23 years ago. So now I'm a human.
What brought you to Yuma?
Jobs.
Which one?
Weird. But
like you said, multiple jobs. Like you came and you're like, I had three jobs as soon as I got here. It was hot. It was in July, but I did
it. I was in ag. Everyone's
so
in ag.
So like original job? Like what?
Can you share?
Are you allowed to?
No,
as a government?
Really.
No, you can't.
No. It's just personal.
Oh, gotcha.
Man,
okay.
We can't dig
all right.
We hit a wall.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Thank
you guys for being with us today. I appreciate it. We're gonna.
That's the end of that. Yeah. Okay.
So how, you've been playing for them how long? How long did it take you to learn and finally start to play?
Playing in the Civic Orchestra the last 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
4 years. And so what's that moment like when it's like, okay, they tell you you're ready, you've done, you put in your work?
Oh, that was terrifying.
That was terrifying.
Really?
Yes. And Janet doesn't let you just sit in your class and play. She pushes you. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're ready for the next one. You're ready for the next one. You're ready for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So every time she does that, it's terrifying.
Hmm.
Yeah. So do you remember the first time that you got on stage then?
A little bit. Mostly I remember the music. And there's always one piece of music and a few measures that just makes me love music.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You're like the 80th person to cry on our show. We love it.
Yeah,
is that good or bad?
I don't think I'm making her. Anybody's making her. It's like the music she's hearing it in her head.
I'm hitting her over here. No, like,
are you hitting her, Ronnie? Again? Are you hitting our guests again?
Yeah, I've been sued already. So, no, we've had a lot of people get emotional on our show, and they think it's crazy because it's like radio, you know. But no, I love how you feel the music.
Yeah.
That's why you're getting emotional.
It's really important.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And I would say it's always nervous for any kid or anybody just being pushed out there. Unless you're a theater kid, if that's your time to shine, they're like 5, 6, 7, 8. Like, I guess I'll go to the front row.
I guess I'll be the star.
Yeah, I guess I'll be the star.
I guess. Yeah.
If you want
don't,
me to.
Don't
like, only if you're
to.
Asking me to. But I've heard it from everyone else, so I'm just happy that you're validating me.
So with that first time you got on stage, was it like a long concert, or do you remember?
Actually, the first time was during COVID.
Oh, okay.
So
interesting.
We were kind of in a warehouse at that time. Mm-hmm. Because we couldn't go into the school, which is where we practice usually. And so it was just for a very small audience, you know, but...
Very intimate, but...
Very intimate.
Oh. I feel like that was perfect for you.
Right?
Like, smaller the better. Just a few minutes. Like, not a huge... Let me, like, break in easy here.
So that part of COVID worked out for you.
It did, actually. Yeah. That was good. And the thing about being in the orchestra is it's such a team thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all putting our emotion and all the things that we've practiced to just seamlessly put it all together.
And you say seamless, that's like the harmony, right? Like everybody's just all in the same.
Everyone's all playing their different parts and it just goes together perfectly. I love it. It's beautiful.
And then you got to experience that you're part of that now. Now you're no longer just an audience member, somebody that's learning. You got to be a part of that harmony coming together and having that emotion. I got to ask, did you cry that time too?
I do every time.
Every time.
I was going to say, I bet you cry every time.
I do.
Which is fine. You're not singing, so it's all good.
Well, I guess, that would
be
good.
And the only one that's really looking at me is Janet, and so she already knows.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and you know what? Even if you guys weren't in harmony or messed up, we wouldn't know. It all sounds beautiful. So don't take that pressure on yourself.
Sit there with this music score, just slowly with the red pen.
He messed up. No, I wouldn't even know. It just sounds so pretty.
So how long have you guys been playing together then?
Mm-hmm.
That 4 years, whole time?
I was there, and then I remember Terry stepping up when Mrs. Jones had her, because we go through quite a few people with the orchestra since they come and go, but once Terry stayed, and I knew Terry from growing up with her sons through homeschooling.
Oh,
so
okay.
I had already known her.
Gotcha. And so you said people come and go. What does that mean? Is it because it's difficult? Is it just because of the challenges of life and different
challenges
situations?
Challenges of life. Sometimes it's difficult. It is demanding. We're not like a lot of organizations, because for the Yuma Orchestra, we have a board. We have a very fantastic board of directors.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we also have a really quick team, which means that if we need something done, we don't just sit there and go, well, we have to meet. We'll just have to talk about it in 2 weeks. It's instant text message,
right?
Email,
awesome.
Phone call, and then once you tell that person that, it's like breaking an atom. If you want something done, if you want life to form, essentially you want to get something done. It has to be done we get things done within hours.
Really?
So we sit there and we're like, it has to be done because this is the success.
And that's
of
not
us.
For everybody.
It's not for
that's
everybody.
Not for everybody.
But it's what
but,
needs
but,
to be done.
But it's
we have.
When you have a good team, a good core, then you can make that happen.
Yes, it's,
and you have to find those people. Like, they're not everywhere.
Yeah, we have to have people who are willing, and then a lot of them are generous with their contacts. They like, well, I don't know how to do that, but give me 20 minutes. I believe I have somebody who could do this. Mm-hmm. And then within that 20 minutes, like, okay, I got this. We needed this. And then instantaneously. And then finally, once all the behind the scenes of phone calls, emails get done, then we have the board of directors and we say, hey, we need this done. And then they do what we do. We do an email vote. So that means you don't have to be in the boardroom and sit there like some organizations
and
or
who
some
has time for
districts.
That?
Yeah, no, we don't have time for that because we need that.
What's the saying? This could have been an email.
Yeah, this could have been an email.
Or a text.
This could have been an email.
Right?
The moment that email is done, everything else goes instantly into motion. It's like this concert tomorrow where we wake up early in the morning and I always say 15 to 20 minute buffers and everything has to line up. If it doesn't line up, everything just has to line up. There's no room for error.
You sound like a good chaos.
There is not enough time.
Both of you like are good chaos coordinators. Like, get it.
There's not
all together, like
you're
a lot of snapping.
You're good at coordinating people.
You guys work together as a team on some of these things?
We do.
Then?
Everything.
Oh, okay.
Everything we do.
Like whatever she misses, he's got.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
It's like yin and yang.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can see that.
Oh, yep. Very
it's kinda
cool.
It's kind of like us.
Yeah, that's exactly.
He
so,
finds the guests, I book them immediately. Yeah, someone emails me like in 30 seconds. I'm like, you're on.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think we might have Kelvin for Monday.
I was going to ask you,
yeah,
is he coming?
Like, so I got the text. I'm not going to check it until our break. Well, you know what? We could take a break right now.
Perfect.
I'll check
Let's
it.
Let's check it.
Yeah, might have him on. So we're going to do that. that, we're going to talk about the event that you've been talking about and why you're here. And I got that flyer right in front of me. We're going to do that after this break. You're listening to What's Up Yuma Radio right here on 94.7 KOFA Border Radio.
What's Up Yuma is sponsored by Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management, offering retirement planning, investment consulting, and money management aligned with the goals of each client. Appointments and information are at yivwm.com. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
You're tuned to 94.7 FM. I'm Juan Garcia from the KWC Newsroom. The weather forecast for Yuma today is sunny with a high near 88. Clear this evening with the low around 60. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is applying to get $1 billion in newly available federal aid for rural health care. For more information, visit kawc.org/news. Stay tuned for more What's Up Yuma with Johnny and Ronnie on 94.7 FM, KOFA Border Radio.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, we meet a family that was recently deported to Honduras despite having legal protections to remain in the U.S. We learn how their story is now part of a broader legal effort to return families like theirs who should be protected under a legal settlement with the U.S. government. That's next time on Latino USA.
Latino USA airs on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on KOFA Border Radio 94.7 FM.
The KAWC Student Newsroom is funded by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, the Scripps Howard Fund, and by generous local support. Thank you for supporting the next generation of public media. Learn more about the project and hear stories from emerging journalists at kawc.org/student newsroom.
What's up, Yuma? Welcome back to What's Up Yuma Radio. And I did check my phone, and Kelvin says I don't know yet because he has to be at San Luis High School at 8:30 a.m. So he doesn't know, but we'll figure it out. We'll work it out.
I'm sad.
Yeah. He's a, you know, big name here,
but
UFC Hall of Famer.
The fight's not until the 22nd.
Yeah, so we got some time.
We have lots of days open.
We got some
for
time.
For him to come on.
But what's not on the 22nd, which is actually tomorrow, is this event that you're talking about. Go ahead and give us a little bit of background and some details about what we can expect here at AWC.
Well, it's really exciting this year. We had one of our orchestra members. Mm-hmm. She's kind of witnessed how much we work for this concert. It's a lot of work bringing all of our instruments and everything out to AWC Amphitheater and all the musicians and everything, mm-hmm. chairs, just every percussion instrument we need. So she's like, you know, I think I'm going to try and get you a sponsor, mm-hmm. so that we can offer the concert for no cost. Mm-hmm. So she did. Clint Harrington from Pilkington stepped up. And he gave us a sponsorship for the Classics by Moonlight concert. And so everyone is no cost.
Wow, that's amazing. Is that the first time that's happened?
Yes.
This is history in the making.
50 years.
Yeah. What, so, 50 years?
So God. So you're saying so one of the members mm-hmm. of the orchestra knows what it takes.
Yes.
And then said, I'm going to reach out to maybe a friend or a business? Is that kind of how it works?
I don't know who he is to her.
Oh, okay.
She's just... You know, I don't know.
Gotcha. Because I know Clint very well. I used to, when he first started his company, I worked for him years and years ago. So that's cool to see that he's able to do this and provide this so everybody could have it for free and go out and witness and take part in this. Because, mm-hmm. you know, it's definitely something, like you said, you get emotional. So get that many people in the amphitheater to be able to witness it for free. That's great. So shout out Clint Harrington.
Go, Clint.
Pilkington Construction over there. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
You're going to have to do it every time. Just kidding.
But so she got that. So how'd that make everybody feel?
Well, it was kind of last minute, so we're all kind of scrambling to get the information out.
Oh, no, you got him, so it's like...
Yeah. the whole town knows already. Yeah. Are you serious?
Well, David, I'm telling you, he has so much energy. He's gone to all the parks, the winter visitor parks in Yuma, letting them know that the concert's going to be for no cost.
Yeah, I was like, ding, ding, ding.
That's a good marketing scheme right there. Going to the winter visitors.
Because it's a lot.
Well, they're always looking for something to do, to be honest.
They are. And it's a beautiful, like I said, it's a great venue. It's outdoors. Yes. And we try to plan it on some of the moon being somewhat full or at least somewhat has some shape.
I love that.
Because it's a beautiful, you have the sun setting in the west. Mm-hmm. And then you have in the northeast side, you have the moon rising just behind the mountains as the symphony's playing. So it's it's a great, like I said,
atmosphere. And it's not too cold. It's like perfect weather
now. It's going to be in the 90s tomorrow.
It'll be in the
be sweating.
So I was like,
well, what time does it start?
It starts at 6:30.
6:30?
Okay, so
So it'll be nice about that time. Yeah, beautiful. So
I was just talking to my husband. I'm like, I can't wait till we're older and we can like go to plays and we can go to orchestras and like without our kids screaming and destroying the atmosphere.
Well, what it is, it's fun because it's on the hillside. We do have a limited amount of chairs available to the public. But for some families, they always bring their kids. Yeah. They always bring them towards the back of and the upper grass, and then the kids can run around.
Out of respect.
But everyone else down low can kind of enjoy it. But they can still hear the music, but still keep an eye out for their children. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's going to be a great time. Some of the music, of course, we have How to Train Your Dragon. It's
I was just going to ask that about the music.
We're going to be playing How to Train Your Dragon. That's John Powell. One of our members loves it, but I also love it too. And of course, the second one just came out not too long ago.
So it's kind of fresh in everyone's.
I didn't get to see it yet, but Yvette.
It's like the live action.
Live action one.
Yeah, I didn't.
I heard it was really good.
My mom said it was great.
They said it was great. And John Powell, of course, as the composer, he said this time the music sounds a little bit more intricate because he says he just wanted to make it harder for the. Rumor has it, he was like, the musicians were like, oh, it's kind of easy. And so he was like, you know what? I'll make it a little tougher for you.
He challenged
them. He kind of challenged them.
Yeah, okay.
Then we have, of course, Moon River, Henry Mancini. Breakfast at Tiffany's, of course. Okay. Everyone kind of knows that one. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of play some of our classics, literature, which is Outdoor Overture, which is Aaron Copland. Mm-hmm. His music is, he kind of got in, we're playing this period not only for the 50th anniversary, but of course it's the America's 250th.
Mm.
So we want to play kind of American music as well. Of course, John Powell is not an American composer, but he might as well as be just because of how much he's influenced the American culture with his music. And so we're using, of course, Aaron Copland. He is an American composer, and so he uses a lot of, it sounds American. Of course, you have what's called in music open fifths. And so if you ever hear a violin, if you ever just strum the strings, each string from each other, it's called a fifth.
Okay.
If you ever took your bow, fiddlers use the fifth all the time. A lot of times fiddling music, it's fingers, it's you're never really much into what we call in violins position work, which means that if you're playing the violin like this, you're not going down high on the instrument, you're always up
here. You're always up, okay.
And so it's more because, of course, fiddling music is more common folks. A lot of if you think about it, a lot of them, when they got instruments, and of course, there's always the myth about, oh, well, this was built by a cowboy. A lot of violins those days, they weren't built by a lot of the city folk. A lot of them were purchased or they were traded through. Mm-hmm. A lot of them came from Germany and kind of Western Europe.
Interesting.
Very rarely. You did have violin makers in America, but they weren't that common because they hadn't quite immigrated yet. And so a lot of the violins you see by kind of the country folk or from the Westerners, they have it, but a lot of them will say it was built by the family. A lot of them were, a lot of violins are intricate. And so they wouldn't have been built by them unless they were an immigrant into America.
Gotcha.
But going back into the reason why is, and so a lot of the times when you hear the open fifths is because when you tune a violin, it's in fifths. And so when you just strum the strings, that's what they sound like. And so Copland in Outdoor Overture really kind of accomplished that American kind of that spirit. And the same as he did in Hoedown. And so we'll also be playing Hoedown from the ballet.
What a great lesson. I had no idea.
So how did you pick this music? Do you guys, again, is that an email that goes out and gets voted on, like to put together? How does that happen?
So picking the music, we have a concert committee. And so we sit down, we say, well, what, when, where, and why, and how do we facilitate that? So we sing the music, we sit there, we have scores, we have music, we look at it, we say what fits this concert, what musicians.
Because you said the 50th and the 250th anniversary.
So we want something that's not only celebrates you, because of course you're a symphony, you want to premiere some classic musical literature, but you also want something that fits the atmosphere. And so that does that very, very well with that.
Cool.
And so with that, we sit down with the committee and then we say, this is what we could do. And also it's who do you have available? Because of course you're not gonna play, if you don't have French horns, you're not gonna use a musical piece correct. That features French horns and then there's just silence. So you have to sit there and say,
awkward.
Who do we, yeah, we have to sit there and say, who do we have in the orchestra that's gonna be there, who's committed to that concert? Mm-hmm. And so that's how we kind of go from, and then after that, we then set up the list and then we go through the music with the orchestra. Uh-huh. And of course, we always start out with a bunch and then we kind of knock them down. We go, okay, we're not doing that piece. Let's not do that piece. Doesn't work. And so finally we get into that.
No, go ahead.
And then we finally just get into the concert order that you see on
November 8th. Do you guys, do you find any of this music challenging?
That was my next question.
It sounds challenging to me. I'm like, what?
Because, you're presented this, okay, let's try this. Uh-huh. Is that how you kind of get rid of something? It's like, wait a minute, that's too easy.
Yeah.
It depends. Like I said, it totally depends on who we have in the orchestra at that time. Right. It's not really about difficulty. It's just about what would fit the theme of the concert.
Sure.
Because we have a lot of amazing musicians who can play the music. Mm-hmm. Outdoor Overture, it goes high, for a lot of people, it's more of a counting issue just because he puts in, usually when you have rhythms, a rhythm would be 1, 2, 3, 4, and then sometimes you might have rhythms that are not on 1. Everyone knows how to clap. If you start going dun da 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 da, then people going 1, 2, everyone could clap at that.
Yeah.
But getting people to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4,
then it's tricky. You've lost me. Yeah.
Yes. So
that also falls to musicians.
And so thus musicians, we also have to study the music, make sure we're coming in on time. And a lot of the parts are exposed musical parts. So you have the orchestra underlying it, and then all of a sudden here comes a musician, so they have to really know their part.
A lot of times with music, you may not have heard
an orchestra in your life, you may not know what music is, mm-hmm. read music, mm-hmm. but there's some feeling of music that your body just leans to that everyone kind of knows.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So there's always faux pas in music where it's like, we always say, try to always be on the first beat and people can feel it. You can tell where something doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Off beat.
But in music, a lot of times is you want to be right on it. Mm-hmm. But of course, it creates excitement when it's offbeats with syncopated music notes. And
so
stuff.
That's jazz, right?
Yeah,
that's
a lot of jazz really goes into. A lot of jazz is feeling, but still mm-hmm. staying within kind of a scope and sphere of what they're playing. All the musicians in jazz, a lot of them are looking at each other because they're doing a lot of riffs. They're doing a lot
of. We had Steve on. He works here for Yuma Jazz. Yeah. And he was saying that too. It's not like they even really practice. They just go out there and they feed off of each other. And I'm like, whoa! Nothing's ever the same. It's never the same. It's really neat.
Yeah, it never's the same. But yeah, going back to the Copeland, all that long just going to say that there's a very American sound to it just because of that. So when you hear it, you kind of hear America. You kind of hear the Wild West. You kind of hear those Appalachian Trail. It kind of puts you in that atmosphere and feeling.
Sweet.
And then, of course,
I'm not going to be able to make it tomorrow. I'm sorry, but I'm going to put this on my Apple Music and find out. I want to hear that sound that you're talking about.
Outdoor Overture by Aaron Copland.
Okay.
Right. And then, of course, we have Memory, which will be sung by Melody Dunn.
Have a singer?
Yeah, we'll have a singer for this performance. She'll be singing multiple pieces, but one of them will be Memory by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Sweet.
So look out for her. She's been with the orchestra for quite a while, and so we go through quite a couple. We rotate our musicians and our singers as well. Mm-hmm. But she's very excited to be. We've been practicing very hard, so she's just as excited to be singing for this concert.
How long have you been practicing for this?
We've been practicing since August.
Oh, so you guys are ready to go?
We're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excited?
August in the moment. We're second that the audience is done clapping with the concert, it goes straight into Christmas.
Yeah.
Because you do not have much time for Christmas, I can tell you that.
I'm looking at you have some other events coming up. So before we go, you want to plug everything that's on the flyer here?
Sure. Christmas is going to be downtown in the Historic Theater on Saturday, December 20th. Our Romantic Classics concert is typically in February. We're just not sure on the date yet. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it says the 14th on our flyer, but it could change.
Yeah, which you would like it to be, right? Because that's Valentine's, right?
Yes.
You want to be
in
there.
Yes. And then we are going to be having our first annual fundraising gala in March, on the 21st of March at the Pivot Point. Mm. And so we're really excited about that. That's something that in 50 years we've never done.
You guys are just making history left and right over here.
Yeah. And so it's very exciting.
Uh-huh.
And then every year we do orchestral classics, which is the favorite of the musicians. So it's all classical music. Ooh. Yes.
And very like demanding. It's all
classics?
Very demanding. And yeah, very demanding.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And for David to say that, this must be real hard.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's demanding.
You're
music
like the Energizer Bunny, and you're being demanded. Yes. So this must be extremely hard.
It is. It's the hardest one of the year.
Wow. Oh,
but rewarding, right?
Exactly. It is rewarding.
Very.
Yeah. So how do people find out more about you, what you guys do, and if they want to get, well, they don't need tickets for this one, but right. The it's future free. Ones maybe. Mm-hmm.
So our website is yumaorchestra.org.
That's it.
That's easy.
Yep.
You guys on Facebook or
yes.
Instagram or anything?
Facebook and Instagram.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you guys for being with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank
and
you.
I hope you guys have a great event. Again, shout
great.
Out to Clint over there at Pilkington for stepping up and yep. Providing this and make it free for the whole community.
Chili from Philly.
Nick Papa Giorgio from Mule.